Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. Orange County Attorney Michael Avenatti convicted in New York. He faces federal prison for extortion of one of the country's biggest apparel companies.
Jurors in New York federal court finding Michael Avenatti guilty of trying to extort $25 million from Nike. Government prosecutors told those jurors that Avenatti had threatened to devalue Nike's stock on claims Nike was paying college athletes unless Nike paid Avenatti $25 million. Avenatti had framed it as negotiation in interviews, but then at trial did not testify in his own defense. Now, here in California, he faces civil and criminal cases, and then add to that, the state bar wants to take away his law license.
He had a better defense on this case, the extortion of Nike, than he does on the remaining case out in California that he stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from his own client.
Former federal prosecutor L.A. Hong there on CNN. Nike, quick with a statement, says the verdict speaks volumes. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Some big surprises in Long Beach area early this morning, but people answering their doors didn't find a dozen roses on the porch.
What they found was a bunch of law enforcement officers serving search warrants who ended up arresting a total of 12 people, including three juveniles. In fact, the juveniles were picked up in connection with a number of shooting incidents that left two people dead and 17 wounded. Long Beach Police Chief Robert Luna.
We searched 24 different locations.
The operation involved LAPD, the Sheriff's Department, County Probation, and the State Department of Corrections. And they hit locations from Long Beach to LA to Norwalk and Paramount. They even searched some prison cells and jail cells. The chief, though, was skeptical that justice would be served in the case of the three juveniles.
And see if they're going to be held accountable for basically ruining the lives of 19 different people.
The shootings took place over the past couple of months. In Long Beach, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
More details released about the public ceremony for Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna and the seven others who died in the helicopter crash in Calabasas. People can now register for the chance to buy tickets on the Ticketmaster site through 10 Monday night. They will receive an email Tuesday night with an access code that allows them to take part in the public sale. If demand exceeds availability, there will be a random drawing. And you can find all of this information on our website. KNX1070.com. The memorial will be held on February 24th at 10 in the morning, and we will bring it to you live. And we'll also have in-depth team coverage from inside and outside Staples Center.
Dodgers outfielder, National League MVP Cody Bellinger not pulling any punches as he talks about the Astros and the sign-stealing scandal. Bellinger said the public apology from the Astros owner was weak, as was the punishment from Major League Baseball. Made the comments at Dodgers spring training. Bellinger says the Astros have been cheating for years.
I know personally, I lost respect for those guys. I think I would say everyone in the show in the big leagues lost respect for those guys.
The Major League Baseball investigation found the Astros stole signs throughout 2017 and into 2018, but Bellinger believes they kept on doing it in 2019, saying, I don't know why they would stop.
L.A. County gets a nearly $2 million boost from the feds for public housing.
The grant money is part of the Department of Housing and Urban Development's Jobs Plus program.
That supports job readiness and connecting public housing residents to employment, as well as education and financial empowerment services.
HUD Secretary Ben Carson made the announcement and signed the check at the Carmelitos Public Housing Development in Long Beach, which has been around since 1940. It's owned and managed by the LA County Development Authority, acting executive director Emilio Salas.
This is really and very important for this community because it provides workforce development activities. One of the things that we try to strive for here is to try to make sure that this is not a landing space for folks, that this is just a transition onto something else.
He says the grant money will be used to help residents at Carmelitos get better-paying jobs so they can become self-sufficient. The development has more than 2,000 residents living in more than 700 units. In Long Beach, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Metro says an increased law enforcement presence has played a major role in a 17% drop in crime on buses and trains over the last 5 years.
We have contract law enforcement professional services from Los Angeles Police Department, the Sheriff's Department, Long Beach Police Department. So at any given day, we have, you know, hundreds of sworn law enforcement professionals that are dedicated to our system.
Aston Green, Metro's executive officer for security, he tells KNX law enforcement presence is a major crime deterrent. Metro also regularly deploys its new explosive detection system randomly to help with counterterrorism measures. Riders can also report safety and security concerns using the Metro Transit Watch app.
Officials are studying the possible public transit route straight to Ontario International Airport. One idea is a connector from Metrolink's San Bernardino line. Another is using existing freight train tracks.
We're also looking at the Gold Line extension. You know, Gold Line is in the midst of extending towards San Bernardino County. And so one of the options we'll be looking at is that Gold Line continued extension into the airport, the right option.
Tim Watkins with the San Bernardino County Transportation Authority tells KNX a public transit route straight to the airport will also help reduce freeway traffic in the area. It's unclear when any route will officially be proposed and when it would actually be completed.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.